This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.
Helen Kennedy of Local 79 in Toronto has been awarded the Grace Hartman Award this morning at the CUPE National Convention. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and how are you?
I'm thrilled. Thrilled. Absolutely thrilled.
I'm wondering if you could tell me a little bit what this award means to you.
Well, it means everything. To be recognized by my peers is just amazing. I've had the incredible opportunity to work with so many amazing sisters. But the Grace Hartman Award is so special because I know of Grace, but Grace was from my local. And even though I've never met her, I really feel that she's been walking beside me in all of my work in CUPE. Because I used to stand under her picture and find the courage to keep going, and she really, it was that spirit that I found in sort of connecting with her in the picture that really made me get through a lot of the early moments in my life in CUPE.
Helen, I was down on the convention floor and I heard you thank your five children and your spouse. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can talk to us a little bit about the influences in your life around your activism.
I think it was certainly women's issues that got me into looking at the world in a different way. I actually had a marriage that ended, and I felt, you know, there was a real struggle. I was a person who actually was still often suffers from low self-esteem, but I was in an abusive relationship, and many people find that strange now, but because I come across as very confident, but I still have moments where that low self-esteem comes back. And in my first marriage, when I finally, it's actually having my daughter Kate, my third oldest, that my partner at the time didn't want me to have, said we, you know, didn't have enough money, whatever, and I just made the decision, so that I'm having this baby. And having done that, that was a turning point in my life. I stood up for myself and recognized that I had my own voice. So having done that, it was like, you know, I realized how important my children were and that I was going to make sure that the world was going to be fair to them and that they were going to grow up knowing how to raise their own voices to determine their own needs and to hopefully look at the world through an equity lens.
As an activist and a mother and a spouse, when you look at CUPE and the role of women in CUPE, what would you suggest to us would be the next steps for CUPE in terms of women in CUPE?
Well, I think we need to see women in the top leadership of CUPE. We've done the work. We've had resolutions for the past two conventions to make that happen. I think that I'm feeling very positive about 2011. We don't have to go through concurrence and non-concurrence. I think that will mean a big thing in the struggle for equity, that we can actually debate the resolutions. But I also think that just seeing the resolutions, the constitutional amendments from this convention, British Columbia Division, PEI Division, and Ontario Division all put in resolutions asking, requesting more full-time officers in CUPE. And I think that's the way to go. Once we have more full-time officers, hopefully it'll be two additional executive vice presidents. To be honest, I mean, I would like to see the equity criteria in there, but I can tell you that the women won't let that stop us, that there will be women in the leadership and those top national officers once the positions are created.
And are these recommendations that, are these resolutions that you're speaking about, do they come out of the recommendations from the task force that you co-chaired? Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that task force.
Well, yes, they did. Those are the recommendations that we had, four structural recommendations. We've been refining them, and we've had a debate from the National Women's Committee this year on how we're going to move forward, and I argued strongly to keep submitting the recommendations. I think that we have to continue the struggle and we can't give up. And I think the task force really was a turning point in CUPE. I think that 4 years ago, the women were arguing amongst themselves a lot. Our main foes at the mic, the ones that spoke against women's equality, were women, which was very unfortunate. But I think that that's changed. And we have actually done specific work with specific women who are now fully on board with equality for women. And I think that that does us well in the future, that we've been able to encompass our those that had some concerns about whether women were deserving of the seats in the National Executive Board.
I heard on the convention floor that you had a role in the development of the Grace Hartman Award.
Well, I've been to many conventions, and understanding the role of resolutions, I often said to the boys on my executive when I was there that we should really do something like that honors Grace and honors women in the union, and I never kind of realized how that was done. I just kept raising it at the executive, and nothing was ever done. Of course, they probably didn't support it, but what I did realize when after coming to conventions is if I actually got a resolution passed and put forward, then I could debate it on the convention floor. So I did that, and I think it's really important. It's really important that we honor the sisters who have done the work before us and to continue that work. And I think that the Grace Hartman resolution was one of the things I'm very proud of, and certainly getting the award was just like, you know, I really am flabbergasted. I'm really not comfortable at the front of the room, you know, being thanked. And my sister Rachel, who couldn't be here this morning and who's a sister from her local, read out those great words. You know, she's told me over and over again, just shut up and listen to me. You are great. And I've got it. I mean, I think that it's hard for women to hear people thanking them because we do the slogging work. We do it day after day after day, and we don't expect to be thanked for it. I'm really absolutely thrilled, and, you know, I'm not speechless, but I'm really overwhelmed.
Well, I'm thankful that you're not speechless, and thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Catherine.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.